And then
yes.
Senator Anderson, line one.
Yes, sir. I called you. I just wanted to reminisce and talk to you about two things. Can't you do something about Chet Holifield cracking me on our nuclear rocket?
I have tried it, and I think I can do very well with it.
He talks big about how much his damn state's been getting out of all these contracts, but he really don't want it. Well, hell, I thought he was a atomic energy man, one of our leaders in that field.
He was, but last election in California, Zeke won by such a big vote, they're all scared of him. I think I can talk to him all right. I already have to talk.
Just get him straightened out.
I'll get him straightened out.
Now, on the investment credit, I told y'all when I suspended it that the increase was about 17% capital plant equipment over 66, over 65. And I said that when it's appropriate, we want it to January the 1st, 1968. But if it's appropriate to suspend it earlier, I'll be the first to recommend it. Fowler told your Senate committee the same thing, and y'all in your report said we ought to do it. We've had three surveys. The Eddy survey shows it's dropped from 17 down to about 6. McGraw-Hill shows it's dropped from 17 down to about 5 or 6. And the SEC Commerce Survey yesterday showed 3.9. That's the best one. There's not any money involved. Out of $175 billion, the whole NIA budget won't affect $600 million. But there's a lot of psychology involved, and there's a lot of faith involved, and there's a lot of people that could hold up what they're doing waiting until next January. Now, what we... About 6 months, about last March, I started calling in all the governors and all the business leaders and the business council and the labor leaders and asked them to hold back on their spending and their building plans. You remember I had a series of meetings. I even asked the government to, and I impounded a lot of these funds to hold back. Now, it's done exactly what we wanted to done. We've got the results we want, but we don't want it to go too far, so we are giving very serious consideration, and we'll probably announce that we'll ask y'all to put the investment credit back on where everybody can get their 7%. It'll go on and do some building and provide some jobs.
Well, you know, I lead off the Democratic list and you call the roll. I'll have that roll call just whenever you're ready.
Well, I'll have to get you and George Smathers to help old Russell a little bit. And the important thing, and you know it as a businessman, is the uncertainty, and if I recommend it, and if the House has to act on it first, but they will, and they say probably they'd do it in a day. We don't want it to hang around where everybody said, well, if I wait till January and get 7%, and I don't know whether it's going to pass now or not, Mills has introduced it, and Anderson's going to vote for it, but May Johnson might not do something, and I just better not take the gamble, and they all hold up their orders, you see. So we don't want that to happen. If I do recommend it, I want you wheel horses to get in there and say, well, we kept our pledge. We told you we'd put it back on if we need to. It's done exactly what we wanted it to do. And we don't want to get out on a damn to any further. And it's down to 3.9. We'd like for it to be around 6 or 7. So we're going to try to give them some incentive.
I'm so eternally grateful for what you did for me. I'm ready for you. And want to go.
Well, I'm an Anderson man as long as I live. Goodbye.
Thanks.
I don't say anything about this until I have it. But I just want you to know it.
Maybe tell me where it's this time. I'll be glad to help.